If you think about it, you don't really need that much space. I mean, who really wants to rattle around in a McMansion? Well, you won't find homes like that in Hong Kong. It's one of the most densely packed places in the world. Reporter Charlie Schroeder recently downsized his American life and moved to Hong Kong, and he's been learning a lot about what it's like to live in really cramped quarters.
Seth Leslie lives in what can confidently be called a man cave. It's a tiny 100-square-foot studio with just one small window that at first looks transparent.
It's translucent, but you'd never tell because out there is just murky darkness.
Out there is the building's shaftway, plumbing fixtures, air conditioners.
And, you know, grime.
The 30-year-old Australian's apartment is on the second floor of a 16-story industrial building in one of Hong Kong's most crowded neighborhoods. It only gets about 10 minutes of sunlight a day, and its most prominent feature is a so-called wet room.
I think now they are like it's the nice Hong Kong way of saying, you know, a bathroom that has enough room for a showerhead and everything else goes underneath the showerhead.
It takes up about 20% of the living space and has glass walls.
So it makes it a little bit awkward when guests are over and suddenly want to use the bathroom.
So, when nature calls, his guests go down the hallway to Leslie's other tiny flat. This unorthodox living arrangement, two tiny flats, is Leslie's way of paying less for more space. He pays just over $550 a month. That's about a quarter of what my wife and I pay for our apartment. It's 417 square feet. That sound you hear is me closing our hydraulic storage bed. Instead of a box spring, we have a big storage space under our mattress. It's frankly the only kind of bed we can own. Most Hong Kong apartments don't have closets, so we needed a space to store clothes, bedding, and luggage. It's been quite a transition from our last apartment, a two-bedroom in Los Angeles. Here, every appliance is built with space saving in mind. Our garbage can is 6 inches wide. Our refrigerator, not much wider than me. I typically dry my dress shirts on metal rods above my desk. While I struggle to adjust to my new environment, some Hong Kong residents are thriving in their space. They've turned cramped living into an art form.
So wait, what is this?
It's the bathtub.
That's your bathtub.
Recently, I visited the architect Gary Chang in his 360-square-foot flat. Chang calls his apartment Domestic Transformer because it has movable walls that hide and reveal rooms. Well, scenarios, as he puts it. All told, there are 24 possible configurations in his tight little space. The one he's showing me now is sort of an annex to his bathroom. It's his bathtub, which, for most of the day, is hidden behind a large wall of CDs.
So I enjoy taking the bath, but then I don't take the bath 24 hours. The rest of the time, I don't need the bathtub.
Right, so, it stores away.
I store so many things above the bathtub.
Chang lives alone now, but as a kid, he shared this very apartment with five family members and a tenant. Back then, Chang slept in the corridor on a sofa seat. He says the biggest challenge of living in tight quarters isn't how to utilize space. It's how to get along with your fellow occupants. He says it impacts the way you interact.
I remember when we are kids, when we are living together, I don't know why we sort of trained to be pretty silent. Imagine if everybody talking and yelling.
Even as family sizes shrink in Asia, Gary Chang tells me that people continue to opt for smaller flats. Take Seoul, South Korea, where the most popular apartment size is less than 300 square feet. There, people sacrifice space so they can live in the heart of the city. Same goes for Chang. He says that being able to live in the middle of the city, and not necessarily in a big apartment, is the real definition of home. It makes you venture out.
To enjoy what city life means to you.
I know what he means. After sitting at my desk for hours with laundry grazing the top of my head, I really do have to get out and explore my new home. For The World, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.
Wow. You can see just how small those Hong Kong apartments are. We have a slideshow at PRI.org, our new digital home. And while you're there, we want to hear from you. What's the smallest place you've ever lived in? Let us know at PRI.org.